Hello?
Hello, it's just me.
Okay, no one else on?
No.
You're on a conference. Speakerphone.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So,
yes.
Okay.
Helps.
Yeah, do you have other questions?
Just...
Okay.
Take care.
Hello?
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 Hello? Who's there?
Elizabeth Moore.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Ed Riley.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. The alternative isn't.
Yeah.
Who's that?
This is Laurie Foden.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
Is it a woman from Colorado call you?
She sent me an email, and I'm going to be talking to her right after this conference call.
Okay.
Hi, Laurie. This is Jennifer Thomas.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
And I got an email from your administrative person.
Yes.
About the letter.
Yeah. I think she's contacting
Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi. It's Fong in Indiana University.
Hi, Fong.
Bill May.
Hey, Phil.
How are you doing, Ed?
Oh, you know.
One of those days, huh?
Oh, it's one of those years.
Yeah, it has been. You left me very tired.
Hello? Hello? Hello. Hi, who's there? Tina. Hi,
hey, Tina.
Hi, Ed. Who else is on?
Everybody.
Everybody. Oh,
everybody.
Okay.
We're just waiting for you.
Ah, okay.
Now we can start.
Okay, all right.
Do we know if Ken or Ken's going to be late, but Deidre?
I don't know if she's in today.
Okay. Ken's out.
Ken's just writing. Are you talking about Ken Warren?
Yeah, Ken Warren's out to lunch.
Yeah, they had their holiday today.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sandy Jacobson.
Hi, Sandy.
Randy.
Hi, is that Ed?
Yeah. All right. So Sarah Matson's going to join us late. Ken Warren's going to join late.
Ken Jones is here now.
Hey, Ken.
Hello.
All right, this I don't think should be a long call. Charlie, are you there?
Yeah.
Charlie?
Hello.
I thought I heard of him.
I thought I heard him, but...
Michael Charnas, how are you?
Michael. All right, so Phil May's here. Craig Stewart. Elizabeth. Tina's here. Sandy's here. Sarah's going to join later. Phil May's here. Keith. Charlie. Fong is here, Ken's here, Michael's here, and Laurie Foudon is here, and Jennifer Thomas and I are here. Is Tatiana online? No. Okay. Well, that's everybody, and I guess I'll have to join in late. We are expecting some late arrivals. The first thing on the agenda, and I didn't send out an agenda, but there's a few items that need to be covered. The meeting is going to be in January in Indianapolis, as most of you know. There's going to be a training for the use of the 3D camera core on the 12th. And right now I have it scheduled to start at 10 a.m., but it can start later or earlier than that, I should say, not later probably, because I think everyone will have to fly in the night before who plans on attending. So, Elizabeth, what time do you want to start?
10 a.m. would be better for me. I think I can take a 6:30 flight and be there
like at 8 a.m. or something like that at the airport.
Okay, so we'll make that at 10. The basic science meeting is scheduled to start at noon on the 12th, and that will go the afternoon. And then the regular meeting of all the PIs and participants in the consortium will be on the 13th and 14th. We'll start at around 8 o'clock.
Start around what time?
Around 8:30 or so. We'll have to see what the agenda comes out to be. But there have been some requests to end it a little bit earlier on Friday than 3 o'clock. And so I'm wondering if anyone has a problem with the, like maybe ending at about 1:30?
I'll be leaving a little bit before noon.
Okay.
So I certainly don't have a problem with it ending earlier.
All right. Anybody else have any issues with that?
No.
All right. So we'll schedule it through 2, and then we'll see where we are, all right? But that should give everybody time to get to the airports. And we'll try to get out at 1 o'clock, but I'll say 2 so that we have a little leeway. Also, the hotel has been changed. It is not going to be at the University Place Hotel like it was last time. It's going to be at the Embassy Suites in downtown Indianapolis. And that's where we will be having the meeting as well. The 3D imaging happened at the university, but the other meetings will take place at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Presumably, the University Place Hotel is beginning to undergo renovations. And so after we had signed everything, we had heard from one of the powers that be that it might not be a great place for us to stay. So we ran around and we found another hotel.
So did you cancel all of the reservations?
Yes. Everything has been taken care of with the University Place Hotel. We had a little, they wanted a penalty for canceling out on the contract, but we persuaded them this morning that was not a good idea. So they've released us, and now all the others will be canceled. The new ones are going to be drafted up today, and we will get those to Elsie about for the NIAAA people. All right.
Thank you.
So that's that.
So will we need to make our own reservations, Ed?
No, the hotel reservations will all be made by Madre. I think she's been in touch with everybody about arrival and departure dates. So you should be getting, once this was a real pain, so once we get the new contract signed, we'll go. And as the core, the administrative core will try to help out with some hotel rooms, but like I said, you know, the money is not as free as it used to be, or we had hoped it would be. So people are bringing other people. You have to let Madre know so she can get rooms and things. All right, let's see. The primary reason for this call is to kind of get quick updates on some of what's going on within the consortium. I know we only had this call about 3.5 weeks ago, so I don't expect that there's tremendous amount of progress, but a few things have happened. We're about ready to announce the availability of pilot projects. These are funding for $30,000 plus indirect cost, F&A. We can only guarantee funding for 1 year. We have an application that's available online. Hello? Someone new join us? Nope.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. The application will be is available online now, but it's right now in a private area, but we will be sending out an announcement about the availability of the pilot funds shortly, and people who have pilot projects who want to apply to keep a dish server. To keep some funding for a third year, we'll have to fill out an application, and then we'll have to appoint a committee to review those applications sometime in February, March.
When are they due, Ed?
I think we right now have a date of the end of February, March 1st. And so we'll appoint the committee, review them over in March, April, and then the funds won't start until September. So, but I'll send it out so that people can look at the website and make any comments or suggestions that they have about the pilot project program. And if it looks like we have a lot of applications, I wouldn't have a problem asking for a supplement to the pilot project core to support additional projects or to try to hold them over for a second year. So that's an option. The web is coming along. All of the manuals that are completed are available on there. All the minutes of the meetings are up. It's being rearranged and made pretty, but basically everything is there. And so that's what's going on with the administrative part of the thing. Now, I know Ken Jones and Tina were just in Russia and in the Ukraine, so maybe they want to update their project for us a little bit.
Yeah, it was a successful visit in most respects. The primary thing was to see in action how the screening process was working, which we reported last time that they had begun in November. And so we met with the interviewers who had been doing the screening, and it was encouraging that about 10% of the women that they had screened qualify by the criteria we set for alcohol exposed. And we answered some questions that they had about how to work with the screening tool and the process whereby they're going to recruit and follow the women. And then we worked with the coordinating center people, and Ken worked with the neonatologists reviewing and reinforcing their evaluation process for the kids. And Andy Hall worked with the one hospital site that is actually going to record ultrasounds, every ultrasound that's done is on the subjects that are recruited at that site, and we tested the mechanism. He ultrasounded some patients and recorded it, and it all looks like it's a go.
Okay. And Luther and I also examined kids in the boarding schools and orphanages over there as part of Sarah's study, and we examined I think 60 kids in boarding schools and orphanages while we were there, so we sort of killed two birds with one stone, at least from the standpoint of having the chance to do some work on both of our studies there in Moscow. We then went to Kyiv, which is, as you probably all know, is in a state of civil unrest, and is quite a place to be, I assure you, right now. And actually, we got done more than we expected to do. The government, to a very great extent, is shut down in Ukraine right now. The banks are closed, and but we were able to spend some time in the Omni Center, which is the sort of the mission control for our study there, in that it is the focus of the Ukrainian American Birth Defects Monitoring Program, and we talked spent the afternoon with the Ukrainian PI for our study, and we also talked to people at one of our two sites by conference call, one of which is at Rivne, which is in the northern part of the country, and the other in the southern part of the country, in a city called Kherson. We did not talk to the people in Kherson, but did in Rivne, and we've subsequently heard from all of them, and we're very hopeful of getting this pilot completed within the next 6 months.
Okay. Does anyone else have any updates that they would like to share?
I couldn't make it last time. I had a surgery. There's a phone.
Yeah.
Removed stones from my kidney, so it was well done. This surgery went well, so I'm pretty much recover and back to the routine.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all back over. I would like to share with you maybe two pieces of information. One is we have tested the NAP lately for the prenatal model, a liquid diet, C57, and looks like the NAP has a similar effect as we tested before for the cell that can increase the alcohol retarded brain weight as well as the body weight. We have looked into the cortical thickness that it looks like a NAP can protect against the cortical thinning too. That is the one that we are ongoing. The second is sort of extending out what we have seen is that we kind of get into attention that the head size of these alcohol exposed that embryo seems to be smaller and somewhat different. So we thought I'd like to look into whether the facial features may be different from the alcohol-treated versus the control ones. I don't know, will this information down the road interesting by the general consortium, we would be able to begin to photograph gestation 15 days embryo. Perhaps we can do a time course to and then look into parameters on the face. The assumption is that we would like to see whether the facial feature has an early determination as before they were born to postnatal. Whether this facial has already been altered by the alcohol, and if other parameters can protect against that. So this is a big if, but we're interested in looking into it. That is all I have at this point.
Any comments or anyone else want to share anything? Nope. All right. I've only received a few progress reports from people, and they're due today, because I have to put this together for distribution to the consortium members and to NIAAA. And so we had sent out a suggested format, so if people could get those to me, because I need to put them all together, finish them up, and I would strongly suggest that people get them in because I think this will be the written record of the progress that has been made that people can look at before we get to the meeting in January in Indianapolis. And as you know, NIAAA staff will be there. And this is, I think, how they're going to gauge the success of the consortium so far. So I would appreciate people getting those to me because once I put it together, I'm not going to be able to add any. So could you please try to get them to me today?
Ed?
Yeah.
Ed, this is Charlie. I just had one question on that. We have ours ready to send you. Fung wrote a separate one for his supplemental funding than my project, and we'll send them together, though.
Right, that's the way it was supposed to be done, so that each of the individual projects, regardless of how they were funded, can be viewed.
So I'll send them in, and it'll include his and mine.
All right, is his inside yours? I mean, are they two separate?
No, they'll be separate.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Coordinated in the submission.
All right. Anyone have a problem getting that to me as soon as possible? All right, and we've been joined by anybody else? I heard a couple beeps.
Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us. So far what we did was we went over the change in the meeting venue and I will email you all the information. It's now going to be in the Embassy Suites Hotel rather than the University Place Hotel. And we just had a few updates on various projects.
I heard some of them.
Okay. And again, those progress reports that I need to get together so that I can distribute them early next week. The primary, are there any other updates on projects, or people feel that, are there any problems that need to be dealt with? All right, I think.
Ed, is Sandy still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Andy Hall is working with.
I can address that.
With Ludmilla and me to put together put in an access database extra page for the core alcohol control variables thing, the ultrasound data. What we're doing is putting it together with the sort of minimum data set that's being collected in Russia with the additional variables that are being collected in Ukraine. And it sounds like that you're going to add that component or interested in adding that component to one of your projects in South Africa.
Yeah, we had a very good talk yesterday on the phone with Andy and our ultrasonographer in Cape Town. And we think that there's very promising data.
Okay.
That the woman in Cape Town is excellent. So and she has the ability to do the extra measures that you were looking into in the Ukraine.
Okay.
So he and I were talking about that with her yesterday. And
so if there are even additional things beyond what's done in Ukraine and Russia, then it would be from our perspective, it would be a good time to add this to the list of things that Ludmilla is going to build into the data entry thing.
Okay.
So they'll be working on that the first week in January. So if you have enough information to think that you would be going ahead with that at that time, then it would be helpful to have that.
You'll distribute those to other people?
Yeah.
What was that?
When Andy puts this together, the minimum and sort of expanded list of measures that are being drawn from the ultrasound evaluations at both sites, and then additional ones from South Africa, we can distribute it to the group. And if anybody else is going to do it, I don't know if they are. Are you, Phil, thinking you might?
I'd like to take a look at them.
Okay.
Are there any other updates or questions, concerns, any problems that people are having? Elizabeth, are you getting any more images in? Elizabeth? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you gotten any more images from either Luther or
no.
Or
nope.
Jean?
Nope.
No?
Nope, I never did get any of the finished images that Jean was supposed to send. I only received, I think, 20.
Yeah, I emailed Gene also, and I have not heard back from him, inviting him to the Indianapolis meeting. So I don't know what's going on there. Ken, have you talked to him recently?
I tried to talk to him. Actually, he's away.
Oh, okay.
He's in Hawaii.
But no, I did not. He's in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Hawaii, yeah. He has a clinic over there.
Big fetal alcohol problem there.
No, not fetal alcohol.
Okay. What I'd like to do then is to discuss the January meeting, because I think the January meeting is going to be pivotal in putting together a continuation of the consortium and showing NIAAA the value in studying FAS and from an international perspective and with projects that are work in conjunction with each other. And I think that we need to highlight that at this meeting about what's available and how projects can interrelate to make them more than just separate R01s that are flying by under the same granting mechanism. So if people have ideas about how we should shape this meeting to accomplish those goals.
Can I ask you a question about that, Ed?
Yeah.
As you know, I mentioned in our last meeting that we started to collect data on idling conditioning in our infants.
Right.
And so from the point of view of the consortium, you know, I haven't spoken directly with Charlie, but Mark Stanton, I think, did. And I guess there's some question whether, you know, now we are finding some effects and whether you want to think about how we might link that to the animal group in within the group or something like that.
Right. I think that that's the type of information that we should be discussing in January, as
okay.
well as whether or not we want to try to incorporate a task that appears to be sensitive from both the animal literature and now your human data,
right.
if we want to incorporate that at other sites as well, you know, as a screening type thing.
Well, I didn't know if that's what you had in mind or just as, you know, sort of link.
Well, you know, I have my own opinions, but I'd like to get everybody else's ideas, too, about the best way to present this in Indianapolis so that we can show the utility of this approach and also make significant progress in better defining the prenatal alcohol phenotype. You know, we're going to have to start getting together and preparing for a continuation, a competitive review. So... the first thing I think we need to do is to convince people that this is a worthwhile way to spend their money, and second, to give them a reasonable set of projects next time through that seem to pull this group together. So any ideas are welcome on how to do that. And if you want to discuss them on the phone, great. If you want to email them to me with items for the agenda, then that would be great. Typically don't get much of a response for items to the agenda via email, though. So,
Ed, I just want to first, this is Charlie. I was waiting for Sandy to say something. I think from the point of view of the specific task, the point of articulation right now is between her effort there in South Africa and our effort in the basic sciences, and we can prove even still our discussions between groups there, but I would like to see it as part of the January meeting as well, that we can discuss in detail what the utility of the iBlink approach might be.
Okay.
Ed, are you expecting how long are you expecting the presentations to be?
With these update books, with the update book with people's progress and where they are, I don't think we'll need long time for presentations. But I'm open to suggestions. You know, but I don't think we need a 45-minute presentation if everyone has the book and can read it. I'd rather discuss how where the project is going and how that project interrelates to other projects. And that be the focus of the presentation.
Okay.
I mean, do people disagree or agree or think it's a good idea, a bad idea? Deidre?
I think it's a great idea.
Seems to me the issue of prenatal ultrasound is an issue that is starting to demonstrate its ability to tie at least three of these projects together. I would think that could be a focus of at least some discussion in January.
Any other?
Charlie was faint when he spoke, but I think he may have been addressing the relatedness of his classical iBlink conditioning component to work that's ongoing. And I think that discussions about where those data are right now, how the animal data can inform specific tasks or paradigms that can be tried in the humans, and whether there is a way to extend those data beyond just one site if there really is something there. It is one way to interrelate two major components of the project. So I agree with the general idea that we have to be thinking in terms of how to bind together the different elements of the project in a way that's more than just thematic. I think that everybody understands that we put these projects together very quickly because there was short notice and didn't have opportunity to plan how to relate them, but that certainly is no longer the case. Anybody who reviews this as a renewal is going to be looking critically to see that we really do function as a consortium. And I think that in that respect, having common specific aims isn't sufficient. There really has to be some element of one project informing another and then feeding back to other projects as well. So a major underlying theme of this is how do we show that we really are a consortium and that our unity is derived from more than working on the same particular clinical problem.
Right.
Well, aren't we moving forward in that regard in the dysmorphology and the diagnosis? Is that one of the areas that there's a consensus?
It is, but I think it will be very important, probably in Indianapolis, to say how those two areas are interconnecting and why having them in the same consortium as opposed to working as separate projects is enabling the relationship of morphology and maybe structural imaging to take the field further forward than it would if the projects were happening in isolation. I think this idea of connectiveness is really crucial now. And I think if we ask the question, you know, how is one piece of the project informing and altering the direction of another, it may lead us to somewhat different experiments in the out years of this first go-around.
Do you think it would be a good idea perhaps at this meeting to put specific individuals in charge to lead a discussion on particular areas of how they could interrelate across projects? I mean, like to have Ken or Charlie lead a discussion on the use of eye blink conditioning across sites and how that can inform us and what we need to include in a renewal, such as do we need more basic science projects that would help it inform the human projects, or do we want to include this procedure across all projects? I mean, rather than have it kind of open, have someone targeted to lead a particular discussion area.
I think it's a good idea. Because at the very least, it will require that Charlie and Sandy spend some time speaking with each other about exactly where they are and what their ideas are and how they can move this forward and extend it across the consortium if it's really something that looks promising. And we could take a few minutes even now and try to identify individuals who could take responsibility for establishing connections that are sort of structured into the consortium, but may not be operating as fluently as we would want. You know, the idea of morphology connecting ultrasound, structural MRI, and even to some extent the facial imaging, which are all developmentally linked, what are those people saying to each other about what they're looking for and how their findings might influence what other groups will continue to look at.
Okay, so the ideas that I've heard are basically eye blink conditioning and the structural dysmorphology, structural imaging, and the facial imaging, and how they're informing across projects.
Well, there's more
follow-up. And the prenatal ultrasound.
And I guess another obvious one, which may not be ready for prime time, but certainly the brain imaging in all of the different formats that are being applied has to relate in some integral way to all of the neurobehavioral testing that's going on.
Right.
And what are the plans for establishing those connections?
And I'd like a discussion of increasing the breadth of the animal models or the basic science projects so that the animal models that come into the consortium or are part of the consortium can inform the human studies, and whether that's in terms of some of the work going on in mitigating the effects of alcohol or in increasing our knowledge about the behavioral phenotype, issues such as that, I think, need to be discussed.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that too, Ed.
You know, I think the basic science projects have an advantage in that they have perhaps a shorter turnaround time about putting the consortium on the map.
A leading edge in that sense.
Yeah. But I don't think it should be more of the same, like some of the type of stuff, you know, just describing behaviors, but rather looking at behaviors that we think are going to really inform the human condition that can be applied in the neurobehavioral test battery. And thinking between the animals, the neurobehavioral core, and the imaging data to see what we can come up with there. So what if people email suggestions and then in the next few days Michael and I try to decide a person to lead discussions on that and then get that back to you? That makes sense?
Sounds good.
All right. I mean, we have about four or five ideas now. But, you know, I reiterate what Michael said. I think we really need to start thinking about this renewal. And you know, Dr. Lee is going to be at this meeting, and we have a chance to impress upon him the value of this type of research. And if there is no value in this consortium, I mean, it's going to be apparent very quickly. So I think we need to start tying things together and show that we can make progress in a reasonable manner. Has anyone else joined us? I thought I heard another beep. No? All right. So I'd like everyone to send me their ideas about where the consortium should be going and ideas of interrelatedness and specific items. And then Michael and I will try to put together a list of individuals to lead those discussions. Maybe try to keep the presentation of progress to, you know, a reasonable time and leave the majority of time for where an individual project is heading and what value it can have to the rest of the group. That makes sense? All right, any other items that we want, Deidre?
No.
Lori?
Good.
Lori, any comments?
The only thing that I'm thinking of that you haven't mentioned, and that is the pilot projects, or how many pilot projects have you already funded? I know you had Ann Streiskus.
There's Ann Streiskus. There's Luther Robinson, the Ukraine project, and the Italian project.
Definitely, I think you should give an update on the progress of those pilots and what you think. You know, for example, have they been completed? Has anything been published? Have any additional applications resulted from those pilots?
The pilots are included as within this progress book that we're putting together.
Okay, so they're going to be written up as separate?
They're going to be written up as separate individual items, and the same as any other project. So you'll be able to see their progress before you get to the meeting.
Okay.
And, you know, some I think are much more so than others. And then, like I said, there's going to be a call for these new pilot projects. I've been relatively pleased, I think, with the pilot program.
Good.
So I think some interesting data have come out of them already. So anything else? Okay, then for people who joined us late and didn't hear about the meeting plans, if they want to stay on the line, I'll just go over those one more time.
Great, yeah, this is Craig. I just got out of a crisis meeting here, so I will do that.
Okay, and just stay on, and I'll tell you about the change in our venue. And everyone else, thank you for listening in and participating.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ed.
Take care, Michael.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm staying on, Ed.
And so am I.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. Who's on now?
Deirdre.
Craig.
Craig.
And Deirdre.
Deirdre. Anyone else? Everyone
Charlie.
Else heard. All right.
And Charlie.
All right, Charlie. As some of you may know, there was some concerns about staying at University Place, so we switched the venue as of this morning, and much contract negotiations, et cetera, to the Embassy Suites in downtown Indianapolis. So I hope it's a nice place.
It is.
Okay. There was some concerns about the renovations and the condition of the University Place Hotel.
Okay.
That were raised by a very important person.
Okay.
So we moved, much to the chagrin of the University Place Hotel. But they're beginning renovations starting in January, and I guess the hotel is at the end of its 10-year cycle that hotels normally run in. They didn't want to stay there. So it'll be at the Embassy Suites. There's a 3D facial imaging meeting on the 12th for people who want to learn how to do that. Elizabeth Moore's going to put on, and that's going to start at 10 a.m. The basic science group will start at 12 o'clock on the 12th, and that'll give the people from Washington a chance to fly in on that morning, which was a concern. The morning of the 13th, we'll convene the whole consortium, and we'll start out with the basic science projects and their interrelatedness, and that way the basic scientists will not have to stay on the 14th if they choose not to be there. You know, some said they had other things that they had to do. And then the consortium as a whole will meet on the 13th and 14th. We'll probably end around 2 o'clock on Friday. All right.
Ed, yeah. Ed, this is Charlie. I wanted to ask you this. I could have done this by email, but I would like, and I've taken the liberty of already inviting, I would like Mark Stanton to attend this.
Sure. You have to email Madre and tell her so she can get him a room.
Okay. That's what I wanted to do, because he's going to pick up the airfare and all that, but he just needs to have a room, and I'd like to have that covered if possible.
All right, we'll try to do that, Charlie. I can't make a guarantee, but I'll certainly try my hardest.
Well, you know that we will do it anyway, even if
I know,
you can.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to say, is that you're going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm trying to pick up everybody's hotel bill, but I just didn't want to say that publicly.
I understand.
All right.
But I think it's important that, given our discussion of a minute ago, he and I have been talking about this, and I think it's important that he participate, both the basic science side and then later on get discussion.
I think it'll be great that he'll be there. And Dr. Lin is also going to be there. You know that, right?
Right. Yeah, right. I know. That's already set up.
Anything else?
Actually, I've got one idea that I wanted to bring up.
I'm sorry, Craig. I should have, I'm sorry. We should have not just had everyone hang up once. We should have asked you for an update, and I apologize.
I've had worse things happen to me this week, believe me. And actually, it was as much one of those things where if you say this is a good idea, I will define it as a good idea and we'll do it. We had kicked around the idea of having a session somewhere, you know, right before early evening of you know, the main day or the next morning or something. The idea had been to have a session that that included Dex and Andy and myself, and essentially have a walkthrough of all the applications that we've got running right now, both to let people see them and to let people make suggestions and requests about them. And it's, I think it's one of those things where it won't be on the critical path for everybody, but I thought it would be nice to take advantage of everybody being in Indianapolis and give people at least the opportunity to sit down, see what we've built so far, and make suggestions.
Okay. Can that be done at the hotel, or do you want that done over at your place?
We can do it at either place. Doesn't make any difference.
Okay. How much time do you think you want or need?
I was thinking that if we scheduled an hour, that would solve that would be a good amount of time for most everybody. And if we kept the schedule to an hour, if somebody's really got something they want to work on in depth, then that, you know, that provides a good excuse to go off and do that as a small group meeting rather than a big group meeting.
I think it's a good idea, and I think that'll work fine.
Great.
So I will drop me an email to remind me, but I will put that on the agenda.
Okay, excellent. Great.
Alrighty.
Hey, for what it's worth, by the way, if I had my choice of staying at the conference center or the embassy suites, I wouldn't choose the conference center.
Yeah, that's...
The embassy suites is definitely the nicer of the two places to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there too.
Well, that's reassuring because we kind of did it sight unseen. So.
Well, it's a decent hotel. It's in terms of people's ability to do things, you know, walking around in the evening, it's right downtown, which the conference center isn't. And the other thing is, you know, things like, you know, lunches and bars and all that sort of stuff, breakfasts. Much more convenient for the attendees at the embassy suite than at the university itself.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Deidre. You want me to call you back? Lori, you want to be on that one?
Excuse me. I have no issues, Ed.
Okay.
All righty.
So is Lori still on or no? No.
I think she's gone.
Okay. Well, could you convey to Ken what happened? And
sure.
I'll try to call him later, but... hopefully the embassy suites will satisfy the powers that be. And,
I'm sure it will. They're nice over in this part of the world.
Yeah, and hopefully people will get this thing together. And you know, I've only gotten three summaries so far.
You'll have a fourth before my head hits the pillow tonight.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Greg.
It'll get mine. I'm rubbing and buffing the text a little bit, but we've got screenshots, and actually our abstract's going to look pretty good, I think.
All righty. Then take care, and thank you for joining us.
Thank
okay.
you. Have a great day, and I'll look forward to seeing you in person
in Indianapolis.
I'll be there.
Take care.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.